This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's winter in the borderlands, and I know it's not official until the winter solstice, but it really, on either side of that winter solstice, it's official in my mind when I put on when I put on my flannel-lined trousers and find my favorite down vest somewhere in the closet. Then it's winter, and it is. It's winter. You know, and we're getting into winter colors, the dull grays, the browns, the faded yellows. I like that, the dull grays. It sounds like a mood. I got the dull grays, but I don't have the dull grays. Man, I'm grooving on winter colors. You know, and Ms. Mosquiti and I have been observing winter colors for sure as we head into the hills to collect firewood or search for our Christmas tree. And on days when we do go out, there's this crazy, wonderful drive across land with desert scrub or grassland or into woodland or beside riparian corridors. Crazy, wonderful. There's a stretch of dirt road, 3 or 4 miles long, across a gravelly plain, grasses, Apache plumes, cane cholla, an ash tree or two. And out there on that gravelly plain, there are sycamore trees. Unbelievable, out in that gravelly plain. Their leaves are dropping, exposing glorious white trunks and branches that reach high into a borderland sky. Oh my, I mean, white silhouettes against a blue sky or a gray sky or a cloudy sky. Sycamore calligraphy, right? But what are those riparian trees doing out on that gravelly plain? They are Platanus ridei, Arizona sycamore. They're found across the border into Sonora and Chihuahua. Yay. My goodness, sycamores, you know, are magnificent. Where I grew up in Kentucky, the sycamore of my youth was the Platanus occidentalis. I think that's the largest tree in eastern North America. Those sycamores, my goodness, they were something. There are times right now, I mean, I wish I were so much younger and agile. Sycamores beg to be climbed. Sometimes those thick white branches swooping down so low, I want to shinny up that branch and work my way up into that tree. So many times as a kid, and sometimes now, you find hollowed out trunks on living sycamores, and you want to get into that trunk. You want to climb into that tree. Well, oh, before I forget, let me tell you this. In California, you find Platanus racemosa. Here in Arizona, I already told you, Platanus ridei. All over the eastern U.S., eastern North America, Platanus occidentalis. Occidentalis may tippy-toe into Mexico and cross with Platanus mexicana, or it could be the other way around. There is a European, southeastern European, and Asian species, orientalis. Slow down, Petey. But listen, one more factoid. Orientalis was crossed with occidentalis to give the world the London plane tree. And now you know. Wait, one more interesting thing. The common name sycamore, it was used for other trees like a European maple. In the Middle East, a sycamore was a fig tree. And in biblical times, Zacchaeus, the tax collector that lived in Jericho, climbed a sycamore so he could see Jesus coming into town. He was up in a fig tree, a ficus, not a platanus. So now you know. It's probably more than you wanted to know, but it's all inspired by these magnificent Arizona sycamores growing out on a gravelly plain in the borderlands. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.